USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump and First Lady Melania will be visiting Pittsburgh today following Saturday's massacre at a synagogue that left 11 people dead and 6 others wounded. The first victims of the killings will be laid to rest today. After the suspected gunman Robert Bowers was in a federal courtroom yesterday charged with over 24 counts. President Trump asked in an interview if he'll answer Special Counsel Robert Mueller's questions in the Russia probe.
The written questions to Mueller's answers to his questions.
I mean, it's ridiculous that I have to do anything because we didn't do anything. But we will probably do something, yes, where we'll respond to some questions.
Trump speaking on the Ingram angle on Fox News last night. Twitter's CEO says they may get rid of the like button on that platform. And this is USA Radio News.
Experience Dell Cinema technology on the Dell XPS 13, a laptop for people who never say no to one more episode.
Hi there. I'm calling about my dinner reservation at 7. Yeah, I'm not going to make that.
With lifelike color, brilliant sound clarity, and uninterrupted streaming, Dell Cinema technology on the Dell XPS 13 with an 8th-gen Intel Core i7 processor makes whatever you love to watch even better. To learn more, call 800-BY-DELL. That's 800-BY-DELL.
An official message from Medicare. Open enrollment ends soon.
So now's the time to be open-minded.
Look at everything, like prescription drug plans and Medicare Advantage plans from private insurers.
Why? Because plans change. So can your health needs.
I found lower costs and extra benefits and saved money.
Open to something better? Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE today.
Open enrollment ends December 7th.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
More now from President Trump in a wide-ranging interview last night on Fox News, where he's asked about that caravan of Central American migrants that's heading north through Mexico towards the U.S. border. The president says,
this caravan is not, they're wasting their time. They are not coming
into the
country.
What's the military going to be able to do? Obama and Bush both sent the National Guard.
But
it had no effect.
They're not me. I'm sending up the military. This is the military. And they're standing there. And one thing that will happen,
no lethal force,
when they're captured, we don't let them out. What has been happening, and we're not as of pretty recently, we're not letting them out. What happens is they would catch and release. We're catching. We're not releasing. So they want to come over. But we're not even doing that. We're not letting them into this country.
Florida police are investigating a shooting that targeted a Republican headquarters over the weekend. Volusia County Republican Chairman Tony Ledbetter says at least 4 shots were heard overnight on Sunday at that building. And this is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
To politics now, House Speaker Paul Ryan defending Republicans against those in the mainstream media and others who blame the party for the unspeakable violence and murders at the synagogue in Pittsburgh and for the man sending mail bombs to Democrats. USA Radio's Wendy King picks up the story.
House Speaker Paul Ryan tells CBS's Face the Nation that Republicans must share the blame for America's divisions.
Conservatives, we always thought this was sort of a left-wing Linsky thing. Unfortunately, the right practices identity politics now as well. Identity politics, which is now being practiced on both sides of the aisle, is unfortunately working. And I think we, as leaders, we got to figure out how do we make inclusive aspirational politics strategically valuable again.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Catholic bishops calling for a larger role for women in church decision-making. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the story.
The bishops meeting at the Vatican were looking for ways to reach out to young people, and they agreed that the church is falling behind when it comes to giving women more important roles. The document that came out of the meeting also included a statement saying that people cannot just be defined by their sexual orientation. It also called for tougher measures to fight sexual abuse by the clergy and called out a culture of elitism in the church that can help lead to cover-ups. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.